ABIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. Last night, Columbia voted to retain its three school board members running for re-election. KBIA's Jordan Nguyen was at their combined watch party and has more.
Four people ran for the three open seats on the Columbia School Board, and Helen Wade, Jonathan Sessions, and Paul Cushing were all reelected for three-year terms. While all three have slightly different goals for the next 3 years, Wade says that diverse thought is what drives a good school board.
Living in an echo chamber really doesn't lead to much creative thought, and it doesn't lead to the analysis of the issues that you really want from a board. I really think that this board has the quality of being able to have healthy discussion and really bring different points of view to the table so we analyze all the issues that are presented to us in a really thorough way.
Wade said she hopes to continue and improve the district's fiscal responsibility. Sessions said he wants to increase the challenge provided to students with a focus on college and career readiness. And Cushing said he hopes to continue to improve and expand the vocational school and the career center. Jordan Nguyen, KBIA News, Columbia.
A Colorado company that produces organic milk and butter is confirming that it plans to build a plant in northeast Columbia, which would eventually create 150 new jobs. Aurora Organic Dairy and the Department of Economic Development announced Tuesday that the Platteville, Colorado-based company will build a $90 million plant. The plan is expected to create more than 90 jobs initially and up to 150 in the next 5 years. Aurora says it will begin site preparations this spring and be fully operating in 2019. Aurora will receive a 75% abatement of real and personal property tax for 10 years and will pay an estimated $1.7 million in property taxes during that time. Boone Hospital Center trustee Bob Wagner has been reelected to a one-year term. Wagner decided not to run for another five-year term but decided to run for the one-year vacancy left by Fred Perry. Wagner said he wants to see the work from his past term completed. He believes that a new lease agreement with or without St. Louis-run BJC Healthcare could help to fulfill his goal.
We feel like to do these things, the best thing we can do is determine if a partnership is the best way, if standalone is the best way, if some other type of affiliation or partnership is the best way, and that's what we're doing right now.
Wagner says that the trustees will be making a public announcement about the status of the lease agreement within the next 2 months. A federal judge says he plans to block Missouri's abortion clinic restrictions in the wake of a U.S. Supreme Court decision last year. Dan Margulies reports.
U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs says he will grant the preliminary injunction requested by Planned Parenthood, but would give the state additional time to avoid unintended damage to standard medical regulations. Missouri's two Planned Parenthood affiliates sued the state in November after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Texas restrictions that were nearly identical to Missouri's. Laura McQuaid heads Planned Parenthood Great Plains.
We look forward to having the opportunity to work with the court and also potentially the state to right this legal wrong.
The Supreme Court ruled last June that requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges at local hospitals violates the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that granted a constitutional right to abortion. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Missouri senators are in a filibuster battle tied to two anti-abortion measures. Democrats are blocking a bill designed to circumvent a St. Louis city ordinance that adds women's reproductive choices to its anti-discrimination laws, and another that would require annual inspection of abortion clinics and tighten regulations on fetal tissue disposal. In turn, Republicans are blocking a bill to provide vouchers so that senators can buy food at farmers markets. GOP Senator Bob Ondur of St. Charles County is leading that filibuster.
We were sent here by Missourians who wanted to protect innocent human life. The minority party is not going to obstruct those priorities of our caucus and of the people of the state of Missouri.
Democratic leaders say they are defending a woman's right to make their own health care choices. Both anti-abortion bills are high priorities for Senate Republicans, but it's not clear whether they're willing to force a vote to end Democrats' filibusters. I'm Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.